Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, our gospel story starts in the middle of something. The opening sentence implies that there was something going on before this episode happened. The something was the arrival of the Magi, who followed a star and discovered Jesus and his parents. They had stopped in Jerusalem first and questioned King Herod. They assumed that the king that they were looking for was him, or a son, or a nephew, or someone related. Conspiring with his advisors, Herod sends the Magi to Bethlehem to find their king and report back so that he could pay tribute to that king as well. Now, none of that was true. Well, Bethlehem was true, but none of the rest. Herod wanted to silence this king who wasn't him. So angels came to the Magi and told them to go home by another way and to say nothing to Herod. And then we come to our gospel reading. Now, after they had left, Matthew includes the story of the Magi so that we will see that the love of God that Jesus brings is for all people. Now the shepherds heard the angels, they believed, they came, they ran out and told everyone that they could. Mary pondered. Joseph believed the angels as they came. All of these were caught up in the promise of God's Messiah. Now the Magi were foreign. They were Gentiles, like most of us. They didn't have that promise. They hadn't heard about the coming of the Messiah throughout their lives. They saw a star. I don't really know what that means, but in watching the stars, they knew that something momentous had occurred. And so they researched and they inquired, and then they headed out to see what it was. They had no words of prophets or promise of a redeemer. Their curiosity was piqued, and they came. The world came to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the world, in the persons of those three Magi, brought gifts and paid homage. The Magi committed themselves to proclaim the truth and the grace that Jesus brings. Now that's one way to react to the presence of Jesus. That's one way to react to his ministry and to the love of God that Jesus brings. Our whole gospel reading today, the one that starts in the middle, shows us another way to react to the coming of Jesus. While the Magi came bringing gifts and to proclaim the message, Herod wanted nothing to do with Jesus, with his mission, his ministry, his life, or even the love of God that Jesus brings. Herod wanted him dead and gone. You see, acceptance and rejection will follow Jesus throughout his life and ministry. They will be realities that Jesus must confront wherever he goes, as he brings God's love and comfort, forgiveness and salvation to us all. Our gospel reading shows another angelic dream for Joseph, becoming more and more like his Old Testament namesake. Jesus' father, Joseph, relies on these dreams to discover the truth and the actions that are needed to guard this child. So Mary, Joseph, and Jesus flee to Egypt. They get out of Dodge. Imperial whim sent them to Bethlehem, but now it is royal threats that send them farther and farther and farther away. And there they remained until King Herod himself died, because Joseph was willing once again to heed the angel in his dream. Jesus and Mary were safe. Meanwhile, back in Bethlehem, Herod does the unspeakable. Frustrated by the Magi's escape, frightened by their message of a new king, angry that there was nothing that he could do, Herod sent troops to Bethlehem, and they killed all the children, two and under. I don't know if this was dozens or hundreds or just a couple. It is still unspeakable. Herod's answer to the coming Christ child is violence and murder. Now, this may be an extreme form of rejection, and it may mirror what Pharaoh did in Egypt when Moses was born. But this reaction of Herod to Jesus' coming shows us the extent that the devil and the world will go to keep the kingdom of God from being made real. Now, we may never raise hand or sword to another to reject Jesus, but reject him we do. When we feel that the message of love keeps us from what we so richly deserve, when we feel that our neighbors just don't deserve another chance or forgiveness or care, when we know that we are right and we become so frustrated that others just don't listen to us, when these things happen, we reject Jesus. When we look down on someone different from us, someone who is addicted or ill, someone who has been tossed out by the world around us, we reject Jesus. You see, we come here to this place in worship, in prayer and praise and thanksgiving because we don't want to reject Jesus. Rejoicing with angels and shepherds, we gather so that we might guard and keep, so that we might go and proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth, the good news of God's love come to live among us, to be with us, to walk beside us, to save us in Jesus our Lord. We come to this table to accept the profound gift that Jesus brings to us here, his body and blood, his life and his living, his death and resurrection, his presence among us always, and his great gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, that we may find strength and hope for tomorrow. See, Joseph provided Jesus and Mary with that hope as he listened to the angels in his dream. Mary and Joseph provided Jesus with that hope as they raised him and loved him, kept him, and allowed him to grow. The hope that Jesus gives to us and the call that Jesus speaks to us leads us to our response. Do we accept Jesus, our Savior and Lord? Do we accept the love given so freely to us? Do we accept our call to go into the world with that same love and share it with all we meet? Or do we reject instead? Do we reject Jesus and the grace that he provides to us? Do we reject the mission to share God's vision daily? Do we reject God's goodness in favor of resentment, anger, violence, and vengeance? We see them both today. We see our Lord Jesus, who came to save the world, accepted and cared about. And we see our Redeemer hunted and many lives destroyed. Today, as we continue the season of Christmas, as we contemplate all of the gifts that God has given us and that we receive, we get to consider our gift to the child, our gift to our Lord, to Jesus. May we join with shepherds and magi, with Joseph and Mary, with Christians through the centuries, and as our gifts, let us give our hearts, our minds, our lives, for the sake of Jesus and the sake of our neighbors. Amen.